This is Wild About Utah.
At 3 a.m. on a frigid winter morning, Nikki Fry, an Extension Associate Professor in the Department of Wildland Resources at USU, leads a group of new biologists trapping west of Bryce Canyon. Cold, deep snow is all they can see on the valley floor. Their group is looking for the greater sage grouse, whose GPS transmitters are sending Fry signals indicating they are nearby. For best results, researchers trap sage grouse on moonless nights. The only light they have comes from the ATVs and the headlamps. Fry explains, Southern Utah is the farthest southern location where greater sage grouse live in the U.S. This valley is part of their winter habitat. In disbelief, one biologist responds, it would be impossible for grouse to winter here. The biologist's statement is understandable, since research shows the winter habitat for greater sage grouse is in areas where at least part of the sagebrush is above the snow. So the grouse can hide underneath and receive protection from the brush and nutrition from its seeds. Just as Fry begins to respond, 20 grouse burst out of the snow in front of them and fly away. It scared us out of our skin, Fry said. Everyone retreat, everyone off the snow, Fry calls out. Then she and her colleague Lisa Church, a biologist from the Bureau of Land Management, get down on their hands and knees and begin searching for where the grouse were hiding. With the use of the flashlight, they see wing marks on the snow and find a hole close by. They look down the hole and discover the birds came from a cave under the snow-covered sagebrush. Going against the grain, the grouse have been living under the deep snow. Sagebrush in this area only grow 1.5 to 3 feet, and since the snow can reach up to 12 feet, it's not far into winter before the sagebrush is completely covered. Surprisingly, the grouse have been able to adapt. Fry explains, they make these little snow caves and eat the sagebrush seeds inside the cave until they're gone. Then they pop out and pop back into the next sagebrush cave and eat the seeds in there. Buried sagebrush isn't the only obstacle the southern grouse have had to adapt to. Fry explains, in northern Utah you have nice rolling hills with lots of sagebrush that seem to go on forever. In southern Utah, we have little valleys of prime sage-grouse habitat, but they are divided by rugged mountains and tree-covered hills. This environment pushes the grouse to fly longer and further than they normally would. They fly back and forth between the fragmented sagebrush habitats to find what they need to have a healthy population. Having to constantly fly between these habitats takes a toll on the southern grouse. This is one area where Utah wildlife managers have helped the greater sage grouse by removing pinyon juniper forests that fragment their habitat. According to Fry, any time we reconnect habitat in the southern region, the grouse use it immediately because they want to expand. The impact the Bureau of Land Management and Utah Division of Wildlife Resources projects have by decreasing the forest barriers is astounding. The numbers of grouse have steadily increased every year. Fry's research highlights the bird's remarkable ability to adapt to southern Utah's climate. By using the research to assist with management planning, Utah can continue to remove barriers to grouse survival and ensure their continued presence in our wildlands. I'm Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.